This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Lauren, thank you for coming to us for help. We're going to do our best. Let's start at the beginning. Tell us what's going on with Grady.
Yeah. Okay. So we went out over a week ago, and I don't know why, but he hasn't returned any of my messages. We had a really nice lunch date, and it's one of my first lunch dates, and I, you know, lunch, nice way to go. It was a nice restaurant, and it was, I mean, all I can say is it was a nice time. And when he left, he said he would call me, and he hasn't. And, you know, I called him just because that's what I do, and he didn't answer, and I, you know, sent him a couple of texts, still no answer. And so now I'm reaching out to you.
Okay. Well, that's what we're here for. Lauren, can you just tell me about Grady? You know, what do you like about Grady? What sets him aside from, you know, you're attracted to him, obviously, but what is it about him that that you like so much?
No, besides the attraction, he was just so, I hate to overuse the word nice, but he just had such a pleasant demeanor. He was kind. He had nice manners. And I thought our conversation, like, flowed. There was some back and forth. The conversation was there. There wasn't, like, crazy, like, intense sparks, which I actually think is nice that we could build something and create those.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's excellent. Yeah. And it's good for guys listening out there, anyone, honestly, to see what and hear what help make a successful date. So can you think of anything, Lauren, that might have happened during that lunch date at the restaurant that would make him not want to call you back?
I mean, did I have something in my teeth? But I feel like someone should have told me, and that would be really shallow, you know, to not communicate, or like, because that would just be an accident, or, you know, that things like that happen. So I can't think of anything. I mean, I've racked my brain.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll answer our call. And if he agrees to come on the show, we're going to get an answer or answers to some of these questions on why he's not returning a call or text, and seeing if maybe we can get you to a second date with Grady. So hold on, Lauren, as we call him. Give me a second.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, good morning, Grady.
Who's this?
Grady, it's Thunder and PT over here. We do the morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. And we just give us 1 second. And if you don't want to talk to us, fine, but just hear us out. We were contacted. We are following up with you about a date you went on with Lauren.
Why?
Okay, so,
why are you calling me?
Okay, so we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we got a call from Lauren. She messaged us, and we've been talking to her, and she hasn't heard from you since this lunch date you went on, and she just really enjoyed it. And she loved it.
Yeah. So, bro, look, I really don't think it's going to work out with her.
Okay, can you tell us why?
I mean, to be honest, she curses, like, a lot.
Really? Lauren?
Yeah, it was kind of, like, really embarrassing, you know? Like, I really couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Okay, that's strange. We talked to her. She did not curse once. In fact, she sounded delightful.
Yeah, that's really strange, because every other word out of her mouth was, like, either the F word or the S word. You know what I mean? It was very ridiculous.
Okay, this, I don't know if we're talking about the same person, but anyway, we've got, Grady, if you could just hold on for one more minute, we've actually got Lauren on the other line. Can I just put you on with her to kind of figure this out?
Like,
honestly, it'll take like a minute.
Whatever, sure. I hope you have that beep button ready, though, because she's like a sailor's mouth.
Okay, hold tight. Lauren?
Yes, hi. I sure am.
Yeah, Lauren, were you able to listen in to what Grady was saying about you?
Yeah, I definitely, I heard, and I didn't curse that much. But
what do you mean? We were getting looks from all the other tables.
I was kind of concentrated and like involved in our conversation, so I didn't notice. And if it bothered you, why wouldn't you speak up and communicate that?
I mean, you were just talking so much, I couldn't even get a word in. You know what
I mean? Having a conversation. I don't feel like I was just talking over you, and that's, wow.
So was it, okay. Grady, was it the profanity, or was it the fact that Lauren was monopolizing the conversation?
I think it was both, yeah. Honestly. Like, you know, we were getting looks from all the other people, and I was literally just trying to stay quiet because I didn't know what to say. She just kept talking, and I tried to be a good listener, but everyone else around was just giving us, you know, the looks, and I was just like, okay, well, I just kind of want this date to be over.
Do you agree with that, Lauren?
I mean, I didn't at the time, but when I'm involved in a conversation and I feel comfortable with the person, I do get passionate and I do cuss. I mean, that's just how I talk sometimes.
But every other word, are you kidding me? Like, every other word was like a cuss word. You know what
okay.
I mean? And
so now you're cutting me off. I see. So if you can't handle it, then you can't handle me, that is fine. I am glad that I know now that you are delicate.
I don't think I can handle you.
So it's a no for a second date, Grady?
Definitely a no. Yeah.
And now, Lauren, after hearing what Grady said about you, I feel like you don't want to see Grady again either.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want to see someone like that can't like communicate like something very simple. Is so worried about what everyone else around him is thinking. No, thank you. He has delicate ears. He can't handle someone being their true self.
I'm not here to take sides, but Lauren, Grady might kind of have a point.
Literally every other word at that dinner table was, you know, her cussing. And I was like, is this really necessary?
Yeah.
You know, you're a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good on that second date. Right.
Okay. Well, there we go. As we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward. But I think you got the answer you wanted, Lauren. So I think that was a positive that you now know about how Grady feels, and now you don't want to see him because of it.
Yes, I'm glad I know the reason. Well,
and we appreciate both of yours time on Second Date Update. Thanks again, Grady. Thank you, Lauren.
All right, brother.
Okay, thank you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.